It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Ricker.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, our guest says a lot of American businesses get things wrong in the hiring process by worrying too much about how potential hires will get along with their coworkers.
First, a new survey released today shows that business owners are worried that the shortage of qualified workers in Wisconsin is getting worse and could be holding back the economy.
The survey is from Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, the state's Chamber of Commerce and largest business lobbying group. It's a semi-annual survey of the top business executives in the state asking questions about how business and the economy are doing in Wisconsin.
Here to talk about that survey and what respondents had to say is Kurt Bauer, President and CEO of Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. Kurt, welcome back to Central Time.
Good afternoon.
Well, you surveyed just over 1,200 CEOs whose companies are WMC members, and about 300 responded. Do you think that sample is enough to get a solid picture of Wisconsin's business landscape?
It's statistically valid. If you look at what a statewide poll for a political campaign, they'll often use a sampling for the state of 500. So I think that this is a pretty solid sampling.
And what did business executives say was the biggest issue facing Wisconsin as they saw it?
Well, as you said, coming into this segment, 70% of Wisconsin employers report difficulty hiring workers. Now, that's not a surprise. We've been seeing that for several years now. What's interesting, though, is that it's up from 64% in January and up from 53% a year ago. And again, this doesn't really surprise us. We have been watching the demographics. We've been working with the UW-Madison Applied Population Lab, which is the official demographer for the state. So we've known the trend lines. We knew that we were going to have a difficulty. We just didn't think it would happen with just a 4.4% unemployment rate. We refer to it as the workforce paradox. Relatively high unemployment, although it's been dropping steadily, but still higher than what we'd like. But yet employers are having trouble finding qualified workers.
So are you viewing this as a demographic challenge?
It's more demographic than it is really anything else. If you look at the data, in 1997, we had kind of a milestone where we had fewer kindergartners entering school than we did high school graduating seniors. So that kind of shows you that eventually you're going to have a problem. We're looking at, over the next 40 years, a 0.4% increase in the working age population in Wisconsin. At the same time, we're looking at about a 95% increase in the 65 and over population. And that is economic contraction. You think about what that means not only for workforce, what that means for school district enrollment, the universities, the private colleges. Think what it means for the tax base at a time when there's going to be more people needing to draw benefits and fewer people paying the taxes to support them.
So if you say you view this as a demographic issue, you've been tracking this and are not surprised by this, where are we in that trend? Are we just at the beginning of that trough, or is this maybe the worst it's going to get?
No, it's going to get worse, unfortunately, unless we can do something about it. And the solutions aren't easy. I mean, you really only have three solutions to something like this. You increase birth rates, and maybe we need more power outages and blizzards in Wisconsin. You encourage migration from within the United States, and we've had a net out migration since 2008 in Wisconsin. And you encourage foreign immigration, and that's challenging because we don't control our own destiny in that regard, because we need federal, we need the Congress and the President to act on that. We need comprehensive immigration reform, because we need immigration at all levels. Lower level, but also H-1B visas, which are, you know, all these people who come to our great universities and receive their undergraduate or advanced degrees, and then we don't give them a visa despite the fact they may want to stay here. Instead, we ship them off to whatever country where they compete against us. It doesn't make any sense.
We're talking right now with Kurt Bauer, President and CEO of Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. We're talking about the group's latest survey of top business executives in Wisconsin about the state of our economy. And there are critics who have said that this isn't so much about a shortage of workers as that businesses are not willing to train workers. What do you say to that?
Most of our employees, or employers rather, have to train. But there is an element to some of them that will, instead of training, they'll decide to go out and hire away a qualified employee from somebody else. But the bottom line is that the best employers in the state create a pipeline of workers of their own, and they do that by best practices getting in touch with the local high school. If they're in manufacturing, it would be the tech ed department, the old industrial arts department, and create internship opportunities and summer jobs and part-time jobs, and then, of course, extending that into the technical college system. Others have worked with the UW system and the private colleges to do something similar. But I think you're probably right to the extent that businesses that want to solve this problem are going to have to take matters into their own hands.
If businesses want to attract well-trained employees during a time where they see a labor shortage, do you sense support for raising wages?
Well, interesting. This survey shows a slight uptick in wages, which we have been expecting for some time. It's kind of a supply and demand issue. So you've got demand for workers and not enough supply. So wages should be going up. What we are seeing, though, is some of those wages offset by the increasing cost of health care in this survey. And that's interesting because the survey went back. It looked at health care costs over the last year. And going forward now, we've got the full implementation of the Federal Affordable Care Act coming out and the reports of the 10 to 30% increases in insurance costs. So I think that that's only going to get worse. So I think that might temper some of the wage inflation. But I think ultimately wage inflation is inevitable.
Now, right-to-work legislation recently passed in Wisconsin, and critics were concerned that it would result in workers without thorough training, which your survey showed was an issue. Do you know how CEOs you surveyed feel about right-to-work?
In the survey that we did 6 months ago and the survey that we did for this summer, it was essentially unchanged. About 86% of our members support right-to-work. And right-to-work, of course, really it hasn't gone into effect long enough that it would have any impact here, but what we see, the only thing that would impact with right-to-work is right-to-work states have a net positive in-migration, and non-right-to-work states have out-migration. And that was one of the factors that we talked about when we were trying to pursue right-to-work law in Wisconsin. It attracts people in because there's more economic opportunity.
Now, how did Wisconsin business leaders say they think the state economy is doing as a whole?
Well, they're a little more bullish on the state economy than they are the national economy. They think that they rate it higher overall, and they think it's going to stay stronger overall than the national economy. Obviously, they say workforce is holding them back, but overall, they're pretty bullish on the state, and they're also bullish on hiring. I mean, it would make sense. 53% of our members say they plan to hire in the next 6 months. That's down slightly from January, but it's higher than what we just saw from the Manpower report that came out about 2 weeks ago.
And it looks like 91% of respondents said Wisconsin is headed in the right direction. This is down a bit, but it's still a high number. So do you see this overall as an optimistic report?
Our business leaders believe the state is heading in the right direction overall. The problem that we have as a state is we don't control our own destiny. There's a lot of global uncertainties out there, geopolitical or economic, and, of course, the national economy. And they don't rate the national economy as very robust. So, you know, I wouldn't say that we're necessarily a windsock economy, but we're only 2% of the U.S. total economy. So as goes the rest of the world, as goes the national economy, so goes the Wisconsin economy.
Kurt, thanks a lot for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
That was Kurt Bauer, President and CEO of Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. He was with us to talk about the group's latest survey of top business executives in Wisconsin about our state economy.